There are many troubles that lay ahead as he continues on his journey. How quickly he forgets helps good counsel. Christian happens onto a village where a number of people live who call themselves the king's servants. They seem to love and obey the good king, but in reality, love their own way, which is filled with pleasure and much worldliness. They don't want to live in the city of destruction because of all the evil, but they do not wish the trouble and hardships that come with following the king's way. They choose their own way instead. This is a village they had built thinking they were quite safe. A boy named Worldly lives there and happens to be walking across the plain the very day that Christian is on his way.
Hey! Hey, you! Wait up! Where are you going in such a hurry? What's your name?
My name is Christian, and I'm on my way to the king's country to get rid of this awful burden I carry on my back.
Oh, yes. Burdens can be such a bother. But who told you that you had a burden anyway? And who told you that you have to go all the way to the king's country to get rid of it?
Evangelist told me when she came to the city of destruction to preach to us, and I read it in the king's book that she gave me. It says everyone has a burden.
Yes, I know her, and she's very stupid. I know a much easier way of losing your burden, and you won't have to go so far.
But I must get rid of this burden. Evangelist told me that I must go to the wicket gate, and they will tell me there how to get rid of this awful load.
Well, you can do what you want. That king's book you are talking about is written for just old people. It's not for young guys like us. It's much too hard and straight. I'll show you a much easier way. Just take that path there, and it will lead you to the village. Stop at the first house you come to, tell them Worldly sent you, and you will have so much fun. You will soon forget you ever had a burden.
Christian feels puzzled. Worldly spoke so kind that he could not help but believe what he said. Besides, it would be so nice to live near his old city and see his old friends sometimes. So Christian soon forgets all about Help's warnings and the king's message. He turns from the straight path to the king's country and starts for the village. Soon the path becomes filled with rocks and boulders. Shadows fall over the path and Christian is frightened. The burden he carries becomes heavier with every stumbling step he takes.
Oh, why did I listen to Worldly? I wish I had not come this way. What shall I do now? But wait, I see someone coming. Oh, it's Evangelist. I am so ashamed. I wish I could hide, but I do need help.
What are you doing here? Did I not show you the way to follow to get to the king's country? Did I not tell you the only way to rid you of your burden is to go all the way to the wicket gate?
Yes, you did.
Then what are you doing here in this dark place?
I met a guy who told me an easier way to get rid of this burden. I am so sorry I didn't listen. I did not mean to do wrong.
Did not the king promise to watch over you? Did he not send help to pull you out of the slough of despond? Did not help warn you that there is no easier way to lose your burden? There is but one true way. Why did you believe Worldly and turn away from the narrow path?
I'm so sorry. I knew I was wrong and that I didn't listen.
You have grieved the king very much, but if you are truly sorry, he will forgive you.
I am very, very sorry. Are you sure the king will forgive me?
Yes, if you are truly sorry.
Can I continue on to the wicket gate to lose his burden?
Yes, my son. If you hurry, you will reach the gate before dark.